Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
I think we have all said before that at one point or another when you're breaking up, probably you've become a person that you normally aren't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've just snapped over the breakup and you've become this creature, this crazy freaking creature that is capable of doing anything after the breakup. And we induct you into the Psycho Hall of Fame when you can call us and you can go, okay, here's what I did. Mm-hmm. And we have got story after story after story for inductees that have gone into the Psycho Hall of Fame. These are normal people, average people, every day, pretty healthy folks. But after the breakup, they've just gone psycho. Here's some examples for you guys that aren't playing right now.
I get a call from an ex-boyfriend, and he's in the hospital. And I am just talking to him. I'm like, what is going on? And he said, well, I just wanted to watch you go to sleep, and I was wearing all black and got hit by a car. And
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
He was outside of my apartment watching me walk around. I guess he said he wanted to watch me go to sleep, like my lights go out and stuff.
And he was wearing all black?
Yeah. And he got hit by a car and wanted me to come to the hospital to see him. You know how in scary movies there's always a chick with really big boobs running from the scary man with a knife?
Sure.
Okay, I wanted to see what I would do in the same situation, so I made my husband chase me with a knife. So he didn't want to do it at first, but he was standing by the knife block.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he pulled the butcher knife out and he said, okay, go. There was this guy that I really liked. He just never wanted to actually be my boyfriend, and he used to always talk about this one girl that he met through work named Nicole. And I went out and I bought another cell phone. And I got my friend to record the voicemail to say, like, Nicole. So it would say, you have reached the voicemail box of, and then her voice would kick in and say, Nicole. And then one of the times when I hung out with him, he went to the bathroom, and I just kind of took his cell phone off the table, and he had two numbers in there for her. And I changed them both to the cell phone number.
Okay, so that's what the Psycho Hall of Fame basically is there. It's when you're a perfectly healthy person, but after the breakup, you do something that you normally wouldn't do. You're just crazy. All right, we need some inductees today. 404-741-1005. And again, we'll put you on the voice disguiser.
The guy who wrote, he's just not that into you, right? He has a follow-up book out, and the book is mainly letters from fans of his first book, and he addresses them, and it's very funny. And part of the book is psycho stories, so I read it, you know, thoroughly for research purposes,
of course.
And the best psycho story is a girl was walking through the mall, and she ran into her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend, and she looked like hell. Not the new girlfriend, the ex. Like, I mean, she was wearing sweats, no makeup, hair pulled back, flip-flops, like total, let me just run to the mall real quick and pick up a t-shirt. I'm going to get out of there. And probably runs into the worst person she could want to run into.
Right.
So she's like, I cannot let his last memory of me be looking crappy. So she goes to the post office because they used to live together, mails a package to him at her house. Just put some magazines in it and mails him a package of magazines, but at her house where they used to live together, and then calls him up and goes, you know, 3 days later when the mail comes, hey, you got a package at the house, and if you don't pick it up by tomorrow, I am going to throw it out. And got totally decked out, hair done, makeup, everything looking good, and just sat around and waited for him to ring the bell and come pick up his box, so to speak.
And he bought it hook, line, and sinker and
yeah,
showed
he came
up
over,
and she
picked
looked
up
fantastic.
A thing and she was smoking. And she's like, done. Memory erased.
Right.
I left him, and now she's just going to avoid him for the rest of her life. Psycho.
So that's what we're looking for here. 404-741-1005. And we could put you on the voice disguiser like we're going to have to use right now. Good morning. We'll call you Jack. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. Looking good. For nominees for the Psycho Hall of Fame. Time to take a good hard look at
your life.
I think
I might be a nominee. I'm gay, and when I broke up with my boyfriend, when he broke up with me, two weeks after he broke up with me, I started stalking him at his apartment. I knew it was gate code to get into the apartment. And I caught him cheating on, well, not really cheating on me because we were broken up, but I saw him with another man, and I keyed his car.
That's a little psycho.
That's a little psycho.
Yes.
It's understandable, but a little psycho.
It's not enough, though, I think, to make the Hall of Fame because there's not a lot of creativity in there. I mean, when you get to the point where you're mailing packages to yourself or, you know, weird things like that.
It has to be more premeditated than the act of passion. Like I think keying a car is he was in the moment, emotional, keyed the car, but mailing something and waiting 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, that's
going and buying a special, getting your hair done. If the Psycho Hall of Fame involves preparation beyond what you can do in your house, and like the guy who got hit
you
by
have to
a
make
car
an effort.
While wearing all black, like he might not have made the Psycho Hall of Fame unless he was dressed like a ninja.
Right,
he had to really make an effort to get everything coordinated in black.
The fact that he had the little veil across, the only thing he could see were his eyes, like that helped.
The samurai sword he didn't need, but whatever.
Susan.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is not about me, it's about my ex-husband. But when I went to file for a divorce, he was in the military and decided that I shouldn't do this. So while he was in Italy, he went down to the local library that has all the periodicals and magazines and local newspapers for the military people there and took the subscribe now, pay later slips out and subscribed all of them for me. So I had over 5,000 subscriptions to local newspapers, city newspapers in the state, magazines, Field and Stream, you know, parenting, every man. It took forever to get this out. In the meantime, he would do things like cut off my utility, change my credit cards, all of this long distance.
Damn. The magazine thing, what's the actual number there? It couldn't have been 5,000, but I mean...
No, magazines and newspapers, like the Gwinnett County local newspaper. Military people can get their local newspapers over there. So, and like the Atlanta Journal and the Phoenix Sun, I mean, all of these newspapers and magazines are coming to my house daily. You know, when I say, they recounted the magazines, newspapers, little periodical, there were almost 5,000.
You know, somebody just got dumped last night, and they just heard you and went, that's a great
idea.
Right, right now, they're going through a magazine going, where is that buy now, pay later page?
404-741-1005. If you're brave enough to look at yourself and go, okay, here's where I snapped. I can get into the Psycho Hall of Fame. Hey, Stephanie, you're on the Burt Show.
Hey, Burt Show. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Thank you.
Okay, so the short version of it is that I got sick and had to, this is when I was in college, I got sick, had to go to the hospital. While I'm in the hospital, my boyfriend at the time cheats on me. He doesn't know that I know. They call me in the hospital and tell me, my friends do. So he doesn't know I know. When I get back to school, I'm like, oh, honey, I missed you, and basically I baked you these brownies because thank you for taking care of me before I left and whatnot. Well, the brownies were a little tainted. I basically put 6 boxes of X-Lax in the brownies.
No way. Did he figure it out?
Well, I guess he figured it out when he had to go to the hospital and get his stomach pumped.
Oh, no.
So I felt kind of bad afterwards, but, you know, he was kind of full of... you know what, and I just wanted to help him out.
This might be more of a guy thing than it is a woman thing. Like, when you do a practical joke to somebody else and you think you're just going to get a couple of laughs out of it, but then when it goes so far... there's that bit of panic that hits you when you realize, oh, good God, they're rushing him to the hospital right now. This has gone too far.
Yeah.
I don't think she had any panic at all. I think she was like, good.
I did. I felt bad.
No, you didn't.
For about 2 minutes.
I have, I forgot all about this, but when I was in college, somebody did a very similar thing. And it was a girl pissed at some guy that did whatever to her and, you know, knew the you know, ins and outs, like every all the details of what was going on with his life. So made him some brownies to, you know, go over there. And, of course, he took them and they hung out, whatever. And she had put pot in the brownies.
Oh, boy.
And he had a drug test 2 days later.
No.
And she knew it.
Oh, no.
And he got fired and he didn't. Like, I guess there was enough pot in there to show up on the drug test, but not enough to really make him go, dude, there's something wrong with these, you know what I mean? So he never, like, he ate the brownies, crashed, woke up the next day, no problem, and then ended up getting canned from his job. And she, as soon as he got fired, she had no problem telling everybody.
No remorse about
it. Yep, he's like, guess what I did?
Ashley, you're on the Voice Disguiser, Psycho Hall of Fame. What's up?
I found out my husband had cheated on me. And we decided to get a divorce, but we had to stay at the house for a while together.
Mm.
And while we did that, I coated his dinner in X-Lax. I cleaned the toilet with his toothbrush several times. I got a mutual friend to spread the rumor at work about who he was with, because it was a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
I went through all of his cell phone numbers and got the other girl's phone number and emailed her, found out her husband's email address, emailed him, told him everything that was going on. I just everything I could think of to totally make his life miserable.
And stirring the cauldron in between doing all that stuff.
Right.
What's the
toenails in there and hair for to cast a spell. Oh,
what's the saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Absolutely.
Last call. Jessica doesn't have to be on the Voice Disguiser. What's going on, Jessica?
I can't believe I'm doing this, but about 15 years ago, I broke up with a guy, and I was just crazy. I took my little boy. He was about 3. We sat in the parking lot of this guy's apartment complex until I got the courage to go through the bushes and watch them through the window, him and his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I got caught. I was stuck in the bushes, and it came out of the apartment. And I was running up the stairs and broke my leg.
No.
Parking lot, hit myself
on
a couple cars trying to get away.
And this is all happening in front of your child also.
Oh, it was like, what's wrong? Oh, that's terrible, but it was hilarious. It's funny now. That's so funny then.
You still have the psycho laugh from back then.
I
gotta find me a camel and a filter.
I have never called a radio show like this, and I was sitting here driving at 400 going, oh, this is it. I gotta tell it.
I just found our official oath.
Oh, yeah?
From when we did this before.
You want to lay it
Should
on Jessica
make her
here?
Take it?
Okay, Jessica, you have to repeat after Jen Hobby here.
Okay.
I, Jessica, solemnly swear to uphold the ideals.
I, Jessica, solemnly swear to uphold the ideals.
Of the Burt Show Psycho Hall of Fame.
Of the Burt Show Psycho Hall of Fame.
I will no longer slash, stalk, or steal.
I will no longer slash something or steal.
Especially in front of my son. That's a special line just for you.
And
especially in front of my son.
And I promise to throw out all mementos.
I promise to draw all mementos. Throw out all mementos.
Reminding me of my insane obsession.
Reminding me of my insane obsession.
Of course, I will never jump in the bushes ever again.
Of course, I will never jump in the bushes ever again.
This is my official oath.
This is my official oath.
So help me, Burt Show.
Thank you. I'm glad I called. That's funny.
You are now cleansed and you are inducted into the Psycho Hall of Fame.
Going, I remember that.
We've all been there. Everybody's had one. All right, Jessica, thank you for calling.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, she's got the laugh of a psycho.
You take the psycho out of the girl, but you can't take the psycho laugh out of her.
Right.
The Burt Show.
Brand new Burt Show phone scam today.
Calling up this woman who has just left on her vacation, and I am the brand new employee who borrowed her laptop because she just left it under her boss's desk. And I borrowed her laptop and found some of her journal entries and don't think she's dating the right man.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jamie?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're on vacation, but my name's Michael Checkaway.
Uh-huh.
I actually just started working with you. Well, even though you're on vacation this week, I started working at your office. Wanted to talk over a couple things with you.
Okay.
Do you mind me interrupting your vacation here real quick?
Well, I don't have too long to talk. I was actually on my way out, but I can talk for a little bit.
Okay. I guess I'm also an auditor, and so we'll be working pretty closely together.
Okay. Did you take over? Are you filling in for Steve or?
I'm not sure really who. I applied a couple weeks ago, and then they called me and asked me if I could start pretty quickly.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Listen, I want to talk to you about this guy, Brian. And I know this is a little unorthodox, especially considering we haven't met, but if I understand correctly, you are going to see him at the end of this week, and I wanted to try to get to you before you and he spend any more time together, because I don't think that's a good situation.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, first of all, I don't understand who's Brian. Are you talking about my boyfriend, Brian?
Well, yeah.
Okay, and how do you know about...
The quick version is this. I was at the office, and obviously today was my first day, and I was working late, and yada, yada, and I wanted to get out of there, and I saw that on the floor of the office was a laptop, and there was no identification or identifying anything, so I figured it was like a loaner, because at the other firm we used to have loaners, so I brought it home, and I realized it wasn't a loaner, it was your personal laptop, and then I found the journal and the pictures and yada yada, and needless to say, I've been engrossed in them, and I don't think, from what I've read, I don't think that Brian and you, I don't think it's going to work, and I don't think, frankly, he's that into you.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was your name again, Michael?
You're right.
Okay, Michael, if you could do me a favor and, first of all, not look through my computer after you realize that it's a personal computer. Okay, if you could not look through it anymore and do me a favor and take it back to work tomorrow.
I will, I'll do that. Okay. I'm not going to look at it anymore. I mean, I've seen all the, journal stuff,
well,
and I copied all the pictures onto a CD, so I can do those later, but
A second, you copied my pictures?
Yeah, I didn't want to run your battery down, because it wasn't until I got back that I realized there's no power supply.
Listen, oh my God. Okay. First of all, I don't even know you. Okay. So that was really presumptuous of you to take somebody's computer without knowing.
I didn't, but see, I didn't realize it was you. You know what?
Did you talk to Mr. Brooks? Did you ask him first?
Listen, you can't. Let's talk about what we need to talk about.
I don't think I need to talk about anything with you. I don't even.
Why do you need permission?
I don't need permission.
Why do you need permission to go see your parents?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
I'm just asking. Think about it. Permission.
Do you?
You're 28 years old. You're going to be 29 years old in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. I don't need to be answering to you what I'm doing in my personal life. I can't believe you're biting into somebody's life you don't even know.
And the pictures I've seen of you.
This is so unprofessional.
The pictures I've seen of you, you certainly do not need to. Especially if you wanted to take the bikini pictures or whatever.
Unprofessional. And this is very unprofessional.
I'm not.
Realize you can lose your job over this?
This is not a professional conversation. This is on our personal time.
Okay,
you're on vacation.
But you don't know me. I don't know you. I don't need advice from you. I can handle myself just fine.
I'm good. You know what I'm going to do for you?
I'm going to
create an ad, and I'm going to put an ad online, and I'm going to use the picture of you in the bikini from Hawaii.
If you do that, I guarantee you that's the end of your job.
Listen,
I guarantee you that's the end of your job. I need you to take that computer back tomorrow, first thing in the morning. You can get into serious trouble for doing this. That's personal. That is a personal computer that I'm sure that's illegal to be doing what you're doing. You can't just download my pictures like that. Or copy them onto a CD or anything like that.
I'm going to work on that tonight, and I'm going to have it ready to go by the time you get back, and then we'll talk, okay?
I don't really need to talk to you about anything further. Need you to take my computer back.
I'm going
to
make things okay for you, okay?
I don't need you to make anything okay for me.
I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to do that for you, and I don't even know you.
Oh, my God. Okay? No, you don't.
All right?
This is ridiculous.
Jamie?
Yes.
This is actually Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100.
Oh, my God.
And this is a phone scam from everyone in your office who hates Brian.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No.
This is horrible. I thought you were like, this guy's a weirdo. Oh, my God.
Ah! We will scam you. Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Melissa used we used Melissa as the example for our very first. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, what did they mean by that? The example was my friend Ashley came on the phone yesterday because a few weeks ago there was a comment that she had made. And then the conversation was diverted into another direction. So I left that, I was hanging out thinking, what did she mean by that? And started analyzing what she meant. And instead of just trying to do a guessing game, we had Ashley on yesterday. She answered the question. And so there's closure to that. So Now I understand what she meant. But there's so many situations in which something happened between you and a friend or whoever. And you're thinking, well, what exactly did they mean by that? So we invite you to do the same thing as I did, is where you come on and that person comes on. And then you kind of get closure on whatever comment was made.
We got a whole bunch of emails about this yesterday, because I think just about everybody has been in a situation like this where you just walk away and you're like, am I supposed to be offended by that? Or what does that mean? Does that redefine our relationship? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy emailed us with probably the quintessential example. Morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Give us a little bit of the history here. Who are we talking about? You and who?
My best friend, Mike.
Okay.
Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the history between you and Mike?
I guess if I did it really fast, we have been friends. First of all, we're both going to turn 30 years old at the same day, October 8th.
Okay.
And we're really good friends. We've been friends since we graduated college. And we've got our jobs at the same ad agency at the same day. So it's just been a really kind of interesting relationship. We've never had our ups and downs together, but we've definitely brought each other through like really tough times. We've both had really crappy relationships and just best friends. Talked on the phone for hours. It's just, we do a lot of stuff together. We got a gang of friends that we just all go out with.
He's like a best buddy of yours.
Yeah. He's really, I don't know. He's just a really great guy. Anyway, when I heard that, I definitely have one that is, I've been wondering about for about 4 years.
Okay, 4 years?
This is 4 years ago?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Well, it was right when we were turning 26, so I was thinking about it, and it's exactly 4 years ago because it was right before our birthdays. I remember that, and I remember everything about it.
Okay.
Well, what happened was we were meeting friends from work. Kim and Wayne, our best friends from work, and we were all going to go out, and we were at the restaurant first. It was 9:30. And I remember sitting across from him, and we were just, talking about everything, talking about people we work with, what was going on. I remember exactly what I was wearing, because he was making jokes about it, because it was like, I don't know, it was like this velvety-looking shirt, and he was like, oh, man, oh, you're getting sexy, or something like that. I don't know. He was just, like, joking, and it was just, like, crazy. Anyway, he says, we were talking about everything, and he, for some reason, and I've tried to analyze why he said it at that moment, but he kind of leans towards me. It was getting loud in the restaurant. It was about 9:30. He leans forward, and I just was almost like, I remember just kind of like, what is he
what
doing?
Is he
what
saying?
Is he saying?
Yeah. And he said, you're the type of girl who'd make a guy like me fall head over heels in love with him. And I just went like, your mouth opens, you're like,
How did you respond?
Well, at the exact moment, our friends, Kim and Wayne, walk over to the table and sit down. And I'm stunned. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at him, and then he's not looking at me. Like, he says that, and then he, like, kind of backs out, and he's like, they start talking about, like, football or something. And I'm just sitting there like, where did that come from?
So, Tammy, in 4 years, you've never addressed that comment?
Well, he's never said anything like that again. So, okay. I mean, we talked the very next day. Because we talked the next day at work. And, it was like, hey, how you doing? Oh, blah, blah, blah. What are you doing tomorrow?
Business as usual.
Right. So he's never said anything like that again.
I'm just curious on why you didn't mention it to him over the next 24 or 48 hours and say, what did you mean by
or
that?
Or 4 years.
Or 4 years, yeah.
I know. Well, I thought about it. You know what happened? It was one of those things, you know those things like I kind of was waiting for him to say, and then once it gets so long, then you almost don't want to say, remember 3 months ago when you said...
Right.
You know what I mean? Then it gets weird.
So you think it's going to be better now? And you go, hey, remember 47 months ago?
Yeah.
Now, are both you and Mike single?
Yes.
Okay. And he's been single this whole time since he said that?
No, he's gone out with a couple more people, and so have I.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been 4 years.
I mean, that could be telltale. He's been, you know, if he hasn't been in a serious relationship in 4 years,
no,
I mean, that could...
He has been available. I mean, he went through some heartbreak with this one girl, but, you know, so I don't know if that's really available because he was hurting, but you know, I don't know. It is a little weird now that you're making me think about it. I don't know what he's gonna say, but I've been thinking about it. I just want to know what he like. Did he mean anything? What was it, like a general thing to just say? It just seems like such a...
The exact comment again, Tammy, is
it says, you're the type of girl who'd make a man like me fall head over heels in love with him.
And he said that at 9:30 in the restaurant when there's a lot of noise going on.
Yeah, a lot of noise, and we weren't drinking. I remember I was
I was teasing. I was teasing at the fact that you remember the time
where?
4 years ago because I can't remember 2 days ago. So
it's like
I was joking.
It's the time where time stood still for her.
Exactly.
Right? She was wearing
her
velvety shirt. He was wearing, you know.
Well, it just was so odd. He's a nice guy, and he would maybe say a compliment, but that seemed like, I don't know.
All right, let's debate this here for a second before we give this guy a call. 404-741-1005. The one line, once again, Tammy.
All right. You're the type of girl who'd make a guy like me fall head over heels in love with him.
What do you got, Jen?
Oh, I think he was trying to cryptically say, I'm in love with you, without saying I'm in love with you, and wanted to see if she'd have a reaction to it, and she hasn't brought it up in 4 years, so he went, well... Tried that. Didn't work.
Yeah. I threw that out there. Didn't stick. Bye-bye.
You with that, Melissa?
Yeah, because it's not often a guy's going to use the term in love with.
Right.
You know, like if a guy, you know, if he was teasing her about looking sexy that night, he'd be like, hey, you frustrated guy. Like, you know, like he would make it sexual somehow. But I think I totally agree with Jen that he was just putting the feelers out there and he wasn't going to put him, you know, his ego on the table completely and have her bruise it. So, yeah, I think he put the bait out there. You didn't take it and he moved on.
Now, we're going to call this guy, and either way, the relationship is going to be completely and totally defined, maybe differently for you now.
Well, I mean, we've been friends for so long. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor. I hope you just, like, I don't know, just say, like, well, I don't know what I'm even hoping for.
What if he doesn't even remember saying it?
Could be.
That would probably hurt your feelings, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's not just saying like, hey, you're a great girl or something like that. I mean, that's a pretty deep thing to say. I would hope he doesn't seem like the type that would just say anything to somebody. I don't know.
If he says, I was in love with you, I am in love with you, I've always been in love with you, would you consider going out with him?
I've thought about that. I definitely think we should give it a try. If that was, I mean, I'm not saying that's the case, but if that was the case, we just have so much history together. I know it's a little weird, but, you know, I mean, part of a relationship has to be, like, compatibility, and we are really compatible as friends, and I think it would be worth a try. I mean, I'm attracted to him.
All right, let's get him on here. Jeff, what are the parameters here of getting him on? Does he know why he's coming on?
He was on hold the whole time.
So he knows what's up.
He knows completely everything that's going on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Hey, guys there.
All right, let's just make this official. And Tammy, why don't you tell Mike exactly why he's on today?
Mike, it's Tam. How are you doing?
Hey, girl, what's going on?
Well, everything's great. Everything's just fine. But I wanted to ask you about something you said a while back. Yes, it was actually about 4 years ago, almost to the day. At one point, I don't know if you remember.
But it was at 9:30. You were wearing something sexy.
Come on, Tammy.
It was 9:37. Okay. You were wearing your black leather strap watch.
Say the quote. Say it, Tammy.
You said to me, you're the type of girl who'd make a guy like me fallen head over heels in love with him. Do you remember saying something like that?
I kind of do remember saying
Just me, because I mean, I've been thinking maybe I misheard it or made it up in some weird way. I don't know.
No, I did. I said something like that. I guess that's probably about what I said, the way you remember it. But
I feel better about that now. And I guess I was just wondering, you know, what you meant by it, because I don't know if you remember, I didn't get a chance to say anything because...
Because then it was 9:45, and that's the time our friends were coming by.
Well, yeah, Kim and Wayne stopped by.
We know the details.
Mike, what did you mean by that?
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
You guys. All right. It's kind of funny that you brought this up 4 years later, but... at the time, Tammy, I was I was really, really into you at the time, and
like as a girlfriend,
I thought that you would be a great girlfriend, and I was scared, I guess, of how I would possibly bring it up, I guess. So, you know, at the time, I was really trying to kind of raise a flag and say, hey, you know, do you think this might work out? Do you think we could do this? And unfortunately, the timing was a little off, and people walked in right after I finished my sentence, and we didn't get a chance to, you know, talk about that. And then it was never talked about, you know, or brought up again. Right. So I just kind of moved on, I guess, and just assumed that you weren't feeling the same way that I was four years ago.
Now, Mike, you said a few times in there at that time. Do you still have feelings for Tammy?
Well, I mean, I love Tammy. I mean, Tammy's, you know, she's a great friend. She's been an awesome friend. But right now, I just, you know, I kind of don't see her as anything more than a friend. You know, right now, I'm not really interested in pursuing a romantic relationship with her at the moment.
Well, that's cool. I just want to know, you know, what you meant back then. But that, I mean, I'm a little confused because then you never said anything else, and I didn't get a chance to react back then. But that's cool, you know.
Let me ask you this, Mike. I mean, because you never got reaction out of her 4 years ago, have you just put it out of your mind that that's not even a possibility? So now that she's opening things up, I mean, would you consider something more than just a friendship?
Well, I mean, at the moment, I'm not really interested in anything like that. You know, I'm seeing somebody else now, and you know, it's just kind of not. It's a really laid back kind of relationship. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but I mean, we're not quite as close as we were at 4 years ago. You know, we're kind of branching off a little bit, trying to find our way. So, I guess the answer, long and short, is no, not really, not at the moment. But I don't ever want to lose her friendship, and I hope that
we're still cool. We're still friends. I just, yeah, everything's just fine. Everything's fine. It's definitely cool.
Yeah, and it certainly won't be weird in the office. You don't have that to worry about.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just a little weird. I mean, just because you said that, it's odd that you would just say it once, and that was my one chance, and then if I don't react to it, it's just like gone. But I'm definitely cool with that. I mean, you're definitely, whatever you want to feel is fine with you. I mean, and me too. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
you're fine with that.
When you said you loved me back during the Olympics.
Yeah, I just I didn't really hear anything back from you about it, and we never talked about it again afterwards or anything.
Well, it wasn't
like that.
Really, it was a question. It was a statement, and But everything's fine. I mean, everybody has a way of doing things, and that's good. That was your way. I mean, I guess that was my missed opportunity. I didn't react to it right then. That was gone. But everything's fine now. I mean,
it's cool.
You know, we're all finding our way, as you said. So it's cool. Definitely cool. We're fine.
Just like, you know, the
sounds
statement.
Really,
yeah,
really cool.
Sound too fine.
Sounds totally cool.
Just like the statement, you know, I'm going to vote for that actor fellow from California, Reagan. Yeah, I think I'll make a good president.
No, it's great. Mike, I love you as a friend. You're a great guy. And, I understand. I mean, I don't exactly understand, like, what changed in 4 years. But, you know, it's cool. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. And good luck with everything. I mean, you know.
You're going
to
see him in an hour. He's not dying.
Good luck with everything.
This is a terminal. You're going to see him in an hour in the office.
Good luck with that thing called life.
I feel,
definitely don't feel bad. I mean, it's a little odd, but I'm definitely cool with it, and there will be no problem at work. Don't even think of it. I mean, we are friends. We'll be friends. You know, for a long time, and so
that's
just,
cool. Let's get drunk this week and laugh a little bit about this, then.
Okay.
Because I mean, we're on the Burt Show. How cool can that get?
Yeah, exactly.
That's very cool. It's all cool.
All right, thank you, Mike.
We're gonna let you go. We're gonna keep Tammy around for a couple of minutes, okay?
All right.
But we're not gonna talk about you.
See if maybe you brushed up against a man during a showing of Close Encounters of the Third Kind or something.
Stop.
See you, Mike.
First Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Tammy.
Jen Hobby, you are cringing.
I'm sorry, Tammy.
Oh, that was weird.
I'm sorry. I know you're disappointed.
Well, I don't know. I guess now.
It's cool.
You should have a follow-up because now it's like, what changed in 4 years? I'm the same person.
Well, I think what happens is once you put it out of your mind, like, okay, she's not interested in me that way, eventually you got to move on. I mean, we're talking about 4 years ago. Yeah. So up until 5 minutes ago, you weren't even an option. So he may sit on this. You never know.
Right. And the thing is, I haven't been walking around for years wondering if he was in love with me. But it's just one of those things that, like, well, what changed? I don't know.
Well, Tammy, you didn't say. I mean, the thing is, I mean, it was a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, he put it out there. You thought about it, and he didn't say anything. So, I mean, it's. I mean, and then now it's been 4 years. So, you know.
Remember when he almost kissed you at the Bee Gees concert?
It's disappointing because you've been living the last 4 years feeling like he is in love with you, and in some way or another, you liked that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Because we will do that. We will keep guys around us that we think are, you know, maybe not even in love with us, but we think that they're attracted to us. We think that they, you know, put us on a pedestal or whatever. We're the apple of their eye.
Yep.
Even though you weren't interested in him, it made you feel good to feel like he was in love with you for all of that time. It's kind of this mean, torturous thing we do to guy friends in our life, but we do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, Tammy, the mistake you can't make, which you were almost trickling into making when you talked to Mike, was you can't blame him for it. Like you said, well, what's changed in 4 years? Well, you good luck with that or whatever. Like you could tell that you were not happy with the response. But, you know, you can't get mad at him for you not saying anything.
Right. I know. I've thought about it so many times. Like, what could I have said? Like, the next morning, could I have called up and said, what did you mean by that?
Yes.
But I don't know. I was thinking he would get into it again, but it doesn't really matter. I'm definitely cool that he's a great guy. We're going to be friends. It was a little awkward for a moment, but you know.
I think that was awkward. Wait till you get into the office.
Now it's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I know.
All right, Tammy. Thank you for.
Hey, thanks. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Now
bye-bye.
You have closure.
Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show.